The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
He gets tangled up a lot.
And we're back this morning. And I want to remind everybody now, El Cheapo Sheephead Seminar is March the 3rd this year. March the 3rd, Captain's Meeting's on the 2nd, Friday the 2nd. So, I know, over the years past, it's been the last full weekend of February, but I just want to reiterate that because, you know, it is going to be March the 3rd this year. And
the tournament.
Tournament itself. The Captain's Meeting is March the 2nd. And last year they had it in March, too, the first weekend in March.
And when is your seminar?
February 28th.
February 28th, Beach Marine, gotcha.
Beach Marine, 6:30, February 28th. And we got Rob on the line. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mr. Coxey. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I got a question for you, Captain Vic.
What's that, sir?
Are you going to catch the winning sheephead the day before or the day after the tournament?
I would guess, let's say I've done it 2 years, the day after.
Okay.
Well, actually, I got to correct that. I didn't catch him. My customer did the day after.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one year that was 14 pounds the day after the tournament. And 1 year we had one that was, I think, a tournament won at 11.7 or something like that, and we had one that was almost 13. It was like 12.9.
Right, and the day after.
The day after, the same spot we fish the tournament day. Same tide, everything.
I'm praying you'll get him that day.
I hope the day of
the tournament.
I hope so. It'd be nice to be able to do that. Yeah, I've even done the thing where, you know, you're not supposed to go over there and touch the prize and, you know, gaze at it and all this stuff, you know. The last couple of years, I've been just kind of ignoring it, not even looking at it to see, you know.
If
that worked for me, and that hasn't worked for me. The one year we got, we did get one check, you know, we come in fourth place, and it was pretty good, but the prizes weren't as good as they are now. You know, I mean, the last few years, these prizes have been really great that they have. And, you know, but, yeah, I've been just ignoring the first, second, third place prizes. I've just been walking right by them. People are like, let's go look at the boat. I'm like, nah, you go ahead. I'm going to go over here and do this. You know, you're not supposed to go over there and touch the prize and lean on it and gaze at it and wish. And
well, try going the other way with it. When I get there, I want to see you laying on top of the boat, hugging it.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
And a whole bag of bananas with you.
Hey, let me tell you, the thing about the banana thing. I got a story. I'll tell you after we get Rob off. Rob, you'll hear it after we get off. But I don't want to take up too much of your time there because we got some other callers too. But
she did.
Sir? What was that, Rob?
I said, ask your wife what she did. Did she look at the prizes?
Well, that was my daughter that won first.
Your daughter, I'm sorry.
Yeah, first place lady angler last year. Right, and she had never caught a sheephead before. She caught more than Mike and I did last year. she learned good. She learned good.
Yes, she did. Well, she had a good teacher.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Amen. I kind of coached her when he was biting, you know, because we kind of do sheephead a different way than most people do. So I was kind of coaxing her when she was getting the bite, but just kind of telling her. But, you know, wanting her to catch it herself so that she'd qualify for the prize, you know, and then she wound up catching more than Mike and I did.
I think you guys will agree with me. There is nothing uncommon about being outfished by a ma'am.
My wife does it every time. Gail just hammers the reds every time.
There you go.
A lot of times with sheephead fishing, the women seem to have that little touch or the little feel or something that they, you know, where a man's trying to force it or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
trigger happy.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons a female does better, you know, a lot of times in sheephead fishing.
Well, y'all have a great weekend, and good luck on the tournament.
Okay? All right. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. I need all the luck I can get. So.
Right on.
I appreciate it, Rob. And I will You're be welcome. Getting with you about those floats. I just, you know, have had lots going on. You know, you know the stories of what's been happening. And so, but anyway, I will get with you. All right. Appreciate it, Rob.
All right. Later.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's get Gail on. Morning, Gail.
Well, good morning. This is the Red Queen.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Chris and Ted.
How you doing?
Good morning, Ms. Gail.
Brother Vic.
You see that? We got good morning, Vic, Chris, and Ted Honey.
That's right. Hey to my honey. How'd y'all enjoy those biscuits he brought for you?
They were good. I've never had a Frisco sandwich before. Frisco breakfast sandwich.
Okay, well, you eat them all and enjoy them. Listen, I was hearing you talk about the sheephead tournament coming up, and I was thinking, I think you got some pretty good tips, Brother Vic, on a video that might show some people how to catch.
Yeah, I saw
one or two of them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I didn't get the chance to see them last night when Ted brought them out yesterday, but I didn't get the chance to see them last night, but I'm planning on looking at them today for sure.
Yeah, I know that you know how to tell them how to do it. So just good luck to you with your tournament and the seminar and everything. But I just want to kind of put a little plug in there to everybody that he's the man. I think everybody knows that. And I just had to tell y'all this, you know, Redfish Queen. So there you go.
All right. Yeah. Well,
yeah. I know there's so many people love that video of you catching those redfish.
Oh, yeah.
I get a lot of compliments on it.
Yeah, there was so many people as text me and all that whenever they saw it. It was, you know, made comments on it. It was very, very nice.
The one I sent you last night.
Yeah. Does that one need to be titled The Joy of Fishing?
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. The mixed joys of fishing. It touched a lot of emotions. And Brother Vic was so patient with me. Women, if you're out there in any anglers, he is so patient with you, showing you how to, you know, cast it, reel it in, take the fish off. I wouldn't touch the fish, you know. I was afraid I'd lose it. So, you know, he just really knows how to handle himself on the water, no doubt.
Well, so, I appreciate that so much. You're very kind, and enjoyed having you on board.
Well, I appreciate you, and y'all have a good, fun morning, and I'm listening.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good hearing from you. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day, honey.
I'll see you later, baby.
And I guess that's for Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was my voice. But she was talking to Ted, just to clarify. Uh-oh.
Thank you, Gail.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, let's get Taylor on. Morning, Taylor.
Morning, Taylor.
What's going on?
Hey, Taylor. Hey, brother.
I heard it was that Brian, right?
Huh?
Who's on the show with you, Brian?
Nichols and Ted Hartman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard y'all talking about the sheephead and talking about if you go on the Navy base, I don't think they'll shoot you. They'll just tell you to leave.
Yeah, well,
maybe if you get out of your boat, they might tell you to, then they might shoot you. But I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. They'll run you off, of course. But let me tell you, you don't want to get a ticket for being in there.
I want to hold to the break, I guess.
Okay, because you don't want to get a ticket for being in there, because let me tell you, I got a ticket at Blunt Island right after 2011. I mean, 2001, right after the terrorist attacks. The month after that, October, I got a ticket down there. And a lot of people don't realize the minimum fine for being in a security zone is $27,500. That's their minimum. That's your minimum fine. The maximum is $250,000, 10 years in federal penitentiary, and confiscation of your vessel. So you do not want to get one of those tickets.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Taylor. We'll get you in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the wizard of the waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and Taylor, you got more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're back to 30 seconds, Taylor.
We're going to have to cut you off now because you was on the last couple of minutes during the commercials.
We're going to spoil him. He's going to get spoiled now.
I think last year it was blowing like 25-mile-an-hour winds, right?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the sheep head
for the El Cheapo tournament? Oh, yeah, it was screaming. Yeah.
If it wasn't 30.
Yeah, I remember we couldn't even get around the corner. I was fishing last year, and without capsizing the boat, we had to wait for a little bit, and then we gun it, and we barely made it around that corner. It was so windy. Hopefully it'll be better this year. But I really think they should make it an offshore tournament and an inshore tournament. Don't they have two boats?
No. We want to keep it simple. It's a simple tournament.
But the problem is, look at how many people are winning offshore. I mean, you're keeping it simple. Look at all the boats.
Let me tell you, there's only been a couple of them, one offshore.
They're still catching studs
inshore. Every year, they go offshore. You don't have to lie on the radio. The last guy that went, he went offshore and he caught that big one, and he won it in a contender.
Well, that was last year, but I think there's only one other year, Taylor. I think there's only one other year that was won offshore from an offshore fish.
Research it,
but the rest of them been inshore. All the other winners have been inshore. Jeff Lockerman got his downtown.
Yeah.
Jeff Logan got his winner that year downtown. I mean,
yeah, we're telling you straight up, there's still studs being caught inshore. There's no guarantee you're going to get a stud, even if you go out to some of these wrecks.
Yeah, let me tell you, Captain Kurt Waltz was in the lead last year right up until the big one came in, but he caught his inshore. And he was in the lead He was second place, but he was in the lead right up until that big one came in. But
all I know is that guy went out there at that contender and caught that big one.
Yeah.
But I think if more people went out there, they would dare to spray to go out there with the wind. So if he made it, like I said, if he made it offshore and inshore, then more people, I think, would enter, I mean, you're making it simple, but you got to think if it
they don't need a contender. They don't need more people to win it. 400 to 450 boats, that's plenty, believe me.
Make it 1,000.
No, that's plenty. Let me tell you, if it gets up to 1,000, I won't be fishing it. I can tell you that.
I'm just busting y'all's balls. You know that, right? I don't care. I'm
But, you know, let me tell you, with 1,000 boat tournaments, that's too much.
Yeah. It becomes a safety issue. There's just too many.
I'll be honest with you, 450 is a lot of boats.
It is.
You know, that's,
the reason why they waited because that boat, if you didn't have that boat, there wouldn't be that many. But everybody wants that boat. That's the main price.
Well, that's why you need to be in it, because you need a boat.
Yeah, there you go.
I know.
Hey, did you look at that little Boston Whaler I told you about? Did you go over and look at it?
I didn't get a chance. Chip Davis' buddy, Chip Ramchek, you know him?
Yeah.
He's got a 15-4-foot classic canoe, and once he said less than 3 weeks, he's getting one of those Sun Dolphins. They're a pretty wide boat, and once he gets that, he's going to sell me that boat for $500, and it comes with a trolling motor, it comes with a fish finder, comes with lights, live well, everything. And then I'm going to go down to Fernandina. There's a canoe dealer down there, and he said he only sells the trailers like $50 above the cost, so it's like $600 and get a brand-new trailer. And then I'm gonna put my 9.9 in there, so probably about $1,200. I'll have a brand new boat.
Guinea. Yeah.
Then I could take it to Guana.
The Guinea isn't a boat.
Well, tell all those people on Guinea-holics, and they won't think it'd be a game.
Let me tell you, I just had a friend of mine that's fished with me as a client. Just text me and said they just caught a 12-pound sheephead off the dock in the river.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but I'm going to take that canoe to Guana, because like when I had my boat, even if I get a big one, unless you got like a center saw and you can run all over the river, even with a tiller motor, it's hard to go. But if you learn how to fish Guana and Palm Valley, there's plenty of fish in there. That's what I think I'm going to do, because I remember when I had that John boat and I was fishing in the river, I was going all over the place, but I wasn't catching any fish because the river's so big, you got to learn how to fish it.
Yeah, Guana's a good Guinea territory. Mm-hmm. You got to be safe, brother. So, and the reason I said it's not a boat is like we nearly took a wave over the gunwale yesterday from these sea tractors and big tugs and stuff going by.
Oh, yeah, well, you just got to be careful when they go by. You got to, don't be trying to fish in one spot, because I've been out in Palm Valley and that little John boat I had last year, and big old boats come by. You just got to. When they just keep going. They won't flip you.
Oh, let me tell you,
dangerous.
Those cabin cruisers go up and down the intercoastal. Mm-hmm. I've got one of my favorite places to fish in the intercoastal. One of them is what we call the Twin Palms. Then I got another one down about a quarter of a mile on the opposite side, on the east side of the intercoastal. So one of my favorite places down there, too. But let me tell you, I just got to where I don't fish it. I hardly ever go over there and fish it because – I mean, you sit there and you got the snowbirds coming down, in the fall like that, heading south for the winter, and then you got them in the spring going back north. But these guys in the cabin cruisers, when you're not in a manatee zone or a slow speed zone, they don't care if you're fishing or not. They're just going to go flying through there. And I mean, you're talking
one yesterday,
3 to 4 foot waves just flying through.
So they got any good captain's bag this year?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they always have a good captain's bag. Taylor, we haven't thrown the captain's bags together yet, so I don't know specifically what's going to be in there, but it's always a great load of stuff in there for any fisherman.
Let me ask you something now. When you were talking about that boat, you're talking about a canoe that somebody's got?
A
Guinea.
It's like a canoe with a transom.
Will your motor fit on that? Or is it too big?
Chip's got a 9-point on there now. But the reason why he wants to get the send off is he wants to be able, you can walk around this boat, just not as good. He wants something a little bit more stable.
That little Boston Whaler over for sale on Trout River Boulevard is pretty stable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd love to get it. I just don't have $2,500. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm a poor little white boy.
Yeah, I know. But you told me you had some money saved up, so now
I got like almost $1,000. I guess that's all I got. That's not even enough to buy that boat.
Well, see, you might could borrow $1,400 somewhere. I'm telling you, man, that's
I need to borrow money for boats. I know, but when you borrow money,
you hate to borrow money for a boat. I mean, there's probably 80% of the boats in Jacksonville people's got loans on.
Oh, I know. That's because they don't think straight. Because whenever emergency comes up, and you're like, well, I got this boat loan. I'd rather have something to pay for cash. Yeah. And I don't have to worry about it. But if you're borrowing money for a boat, that's not really a high priority for me. I think it's like being now, if you're making so much money that you can pay it back, that's different. But I don't make that much money.
Nah.
That's why I don't want to be in debt over a boat, you know.
Credit cards.
I don't either.
One word, Taylor, you need to find you a, you seriously need to find you a little stump knocker with a small outboard, and that is all the boat you will need.
I can always sell that boat, though. That hole's worth $2,000, so it's kind of stupid not to get the boat.
What size motor is it that you have?
9.9, Mercury 9.9.
Yes, it'll push. Get you a little 12-foot stump knocker, man. Let me tell you.
It'll push that thing.
You can buy one brand new for about $1,600.
Maybe I could buy that one for $500 and sell it and flip it. You know, I don't know.
You might can. Might can.
All right, well, I'll catch y'all later.
All right, Taylor.
All right, Taylor.
All right, bye.
So, anyway, yeah, that was fun catching those drum yesterday, wasn't it?
There was.
Those things can pull.
Amen to that.
Those things can pull.
They can.
You know?
I was like, holy moly, like that video. I didn't know you were videotaping me, Ted. And oh, my gosh, I'm sitting there whining and crying about how he's, like, taking drag and stuff. And I'm like, it was like, you know, 1 minute he's coming my way. I'm like, oh, well, this ain't no drum. And then suddenly they realize they're hooked. And it's like, game on. It's like, it's like, okay. Did a big drum just come up and eat my stingray?
Well, Chris, you know, you grabbed that net thinking that one fish was going to be the big one.
Yeah.
Because it doubled the pole over, and you're fighting against that current, too.
Makes
it seem much bigger.
Well, if you ever noticed them, too, and I've told people before, I think black drum are a lot stronger than redfish, you know, but the redfish have got real small side fins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at a black drum's side fins, I mean, they're like three times the size of the redfish. Mm-hmm. Their tails are wider. They're taller, you know, which, of course, they get turned in that current, you know. You know, you take like a 27-inch red, you know, 7.5 pounds, 8 pounds, something like that. You know what I mean? Depends on how fat they are. But you take a 27-inch drum, they're like 11 pounds or something. I mean, that's quite a bit more fish, you know what I mean? So with the bigger fins and everything like that, I think that's why those 10-12 pound sheephead fight so good too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people don't realize those sheephead fins, they're clear, so you don't really notice them as much. But you go spreading one and look at it, it's 2/3 as long as his body, his side fins.
Mm-hmm.
And then when them things spread out, I mean, they spread out almost half the width of his body. You know,
what I thought interesting was is that you could put a crab and a shrimp on there, and the shrimp will be gone, but your crab will come back still untouched.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That really amazed me.
Wouldn't touch a crab.
Yeah, for a black drum to not touch a crab is crazy.
Yeah, when we're saying crab, I was baiting up my bait of choice was I was using a long shank, sticking two fiddlers on there and tipping it off with some shrimp. I was catching some good drum the other day doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, them drum were like coming up there. Oh, like here's the Hershey syrup on top of the ice cream. I'm going to lick all the syrup off. They'll slurp that shrimp off there, and I come back, and I still got my fiddlers. Two fiddlers.
Yeah.
I was like, huh.
That was interesting.
That's crazy. And I had that one piece of crab out there on the one pole because, you know, we catch big sheephead down there too. And we did last Sunday on the crab. And, you know, I mean, I cut up that one crab to four quarters, used a piece of it. I used one for about 2 hours, took it off, and it's still full of meat, put another piece on, a fresher piece, threw it out there, and then right at the end of the trip, took it off and threw it in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing eat it. Nothing even eat the meat out of it.
And in case Chris Beasley, a.k.a. Sheepzilla, is listening, Chris, I was crushing one or both of my fiddlers, too. Yeah. So I was putting out all kinds of juicy fiddler crab juice, but they were just slurping that shrimp off.
They just wanted that shrimp. That's all.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, when you that piece of crab sit out there, you know, for 2 hours and not getting touched. I mean, and we catch drum.
Well, that fiddler that he smashed.
Yeah.
The shrimp was gone, and your crab was still way up on the shank of the hook.
Yeah. I know.
Touched it.
I know. You would think if he's sitting there eating it, why not just eat it too? I mean, it's right there.
No kidding.
You know, it's crazy.
It's not like they can't smell it when I take them needle nose and like give it a little pinch on there.
Yeah.
And crush it up a bit.
Well, a lot of times if I've used a live shrimp in the creeks like that, I'll mash his head. you know, pitch tail off, mash his head, throw it out on a jig head.
From the DivorceMenOnly.com studios, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has met with victims of a school shooting recovering at a Florida hospital. On his visit last night, the president praised what he called the incredible work of doctors, nurses, and first responders who helped the survivors of Wednesday's shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The election interference indictments by the U.S. Special Counsel underscore how thoroughly U.S. social media companies like Facebook and Twitter were used by Russian agents as they attempted to influence the election and cause confusion. It's not clear if the companies have taken sufficient action to prevent anything similar from happening. Again, Facebook says it is pledging to do better, hiring more security experts. A part-time ski racer, part-time snowboarder stunned the field to win a gold medal in a women's Olympic Super G by 0.01 seconds. Esther Ledecka of the Czech Republic pulled that off today. This is SRN News.
No matter what you're driving now, start the year off right and step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park.
The price they gave me on my trade-in put me over the top. My wife and I were sitting there, and I kind of whispered to her what I expected to get, and they beat that by a lot. That made the deal.
And now you can lease a new 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 for only $449 per month for 36 months.
I took it for the weekend, and I just texted him over the weekend and said, this is it.
Make 2018 your year to step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Or you can see fields first at MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com. Available to qualified lessees. $4,093 due at signing plus title, tax, license, and $695 dock fee. MSRP 41905. See dealer for details. For details, call 1-800-4-MERCEDES. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Everyone that works at Fields is very polite. Their customer service is great, and they're very nice to everyone that comes through the door.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 16th through Sunday, February 18th, it's the 2018 Jacksonville International Auto Show at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily showtimes. Saturday, February 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Giants versus the Orlando Wave at Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Yeah, the roads are still looking good. Construction is still there, so watch out around town. Going to be partly sunny today, high near 79. Going to be foggy tonight. And a little bit on Sunday morning with a low tonight, 62, mostly cloudy both Sunday and Sunday night. High tomorrow, 77, down to 60 on Sunday night. Then Washington's birthday, your Monday holiday, partly sunny, high 79. 65, WBOB AM 600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
Hey.
And, I'm still just fishing show. I want to remind everybody about the trout tournament coming up April 14th. Cats meetings on the 13th, but that's called the Jacksonville Premier Trout Tournament. So I know you can get a hold of Craig Van Brocklin. You can email him for any kind of information about organization, or, you know, about him organizing the tournament and all that. It's cdvanbrock@gmail.com. That's cdvanbrock@gmail.com. Or you can call them at 887-0762. That's 887-0762. And that's Craig. And, you know, they're getting some good sponsors for that tournament and everything. And I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, I think they're having that trout tournament. And, you know, we all fish for trout. But I think they're having that trout tournament in about the most perfect time of the year. I mean, we're talking mid-April.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If it's any indication like last spring was, that was just a great bite last spring.
Yeah, because we've had some frost in March.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, hopefully now that we're getting these kind of above, hopefully now that we're getting kind of above the average daytime temperatures, We're yeah. a little above them this week, you know, and we have been like today and yesterday. Hopefully that water temperature is going to come on back up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, when Leon was talking about, you know, slow. I'm like, you know, I was fixing, I didn't want to step on anybody, but I mean, you know how it is. It could bust wide mm-hmm. open anytime.
Oh, yeah. You could go out there tomorrow and it'd be just like you say, just be wide open. I mean, you never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the way our water temperatures are and everything here, when it starts coming up pretty good, you know, a degree a day or a degree every 2 days, something like that, after you have that for 4 or 5 days. Now, we've been kind of at the same temperature now for a few days here. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think ever since Monday, we've had the same water temperature this whole week. You know, according to my depth finder, I mean, that is surface temperature. But yeah, a lot of people say, well, it's different down on the bottom. I don't really think it's that different. I used to have what they call a surveyor's thermometer where you could, you know, you tied a string on it, put a weight on it, you drop it all the way to the bottom. And what it would do is it would capture, once it got to the bottom, it would turn, fill up, let the air out, you know, you could get on the bottom and just let it lay over. It had a hole mm-hmm. in the bottom, little metal case, and the air would come out, water would go in, and then when you pull it back up, you know, you had air, you had water in it from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw no more than probably a half a degree difference, you know, even in 20, 30 feet of water.
Usually temperature or higher temperature?
It didn't matter. Didn't seem to matter because it's only like a half a degree.
Half a degree.
But see, our current, you know, you see how our water boils mm-hmm. and stuff. You know, you got upwellings at different parts. You got ledges and all that. It doesn't really, you know, change. Now, if you was to go, say, way up Trout River, maybe to, you know, US 1 all the way up there, something like that, out in my neck of the woods, you know, where I live out there, you might have a little difference from top to bottom because you don't have as much movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go way up, you know, say Boggy Creek or Lofton Creek and go way up Boggy Creek, Nassau County, you know, something like that, you may have a little difference where you don't have a lot of current. But I think in the St. John's, Sisters Creek, you know, the Hannah Mills area, all the way down to Palm Valley, I'd say you probably don't have a half a degree difference from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that, Vic, because I've got a thermometer that's got a stainless steel metal structure
mm-hmm,
around it,
mm-hmm.
and I've got it clipped to a line with a float on the end of it so I don't lose the whole shooting match there.
Yeah.
And I've got my salinity meter clipped to that quick mm-hmm. disconnect clip right with it. So I'm dropping down, I'm getting salinity and temperature at the same time. And like you were saying, like we were talking about downtown.
You do it down.
I drop it down mm-hmm. To the bottom just to make sure that salinity thing gets full of good water.
Yeah, water. Mm-hmm.
And it's the low end of the gauge is at 16 parts per thousand, and it's still pegged down in where I live mm-hmm. off of Arlington right by the Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still showing about 16 parts per thousand. And I went down there, of course, during that cold snap, and it was the water temperature was like terrible. It was like 50. It was like 50 to 52 right in there during that one real bad snap. We had that hard freeze.
Chris, do you find much of a salinity change from the lower depths and up?
Well, just to let you know, if you go out in the ocean, it should be reading about 30 to 35. And usually if I take that meter to the jetties and I check it out there during on a normal climate, it's usually about 35 parts per thousand. I think they said salt water is supposed to be about 35 parts per thousand. Yeah. So that gives you an indication of how fresh the water up around downtown is.
And see what's so weird, last year in the springtime, we talked about this not catching a lot of trout to start with. We had such a drought, not getting any rain, that Dr. Quentin White, I remember talking about, they tested the water down south of the Fullerhorn Bridge, and it was the same salinity as it was at the tip of the South Jetties.
Yeah, I've seen it like that. Yeah.
That's how salty it was downtown. And then, of course, we started getting the afternoon rains and stuff south of us. It doesn't really help us to get rains right here because it's so close to the ocean. It just flushes right out. Well, but when we start getting rains like 100 miles, 150 miles south of us, then that salinity changed, and that's when those trout fired slap up. I mean, because they were spread around so much that I don't know if y'all remember Captain Jim Hammond or not, but he's got a place down on Crescent Lake, and he sent me a picture one day of they were catching like anywhere from 16 to 20 slot reds in Crescent Lake.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, usually you might luck up on one down there in the lake. I mean, you're talking 75 miles south of here. So that shows you how salty the water, how far that went up there. I mean, you know, reds will go up into fresh water, but usually not that far, you know.
Mm-hmm.
but they were catching slot reds that far up the river.
You know, one of the things that I look at, my son is a marine science grad. He got his bachelor's in marine science from JU. So I go to him a lot, and I'll ask him questions about this, that, and the other. But I've been here in Jack since 84, and I remember areas. I remember wade fishing for bass around that what's the name of that little dock at the end of Greenland, end of Greenland Road, County Dock.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, you had the bottom was covered with grass. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm wading through this grass real careful because big old honking blue crabs will be hanging down there in that grass too, and you don't want to run into them.
And a lot of moccasins.
Yeah, but you know, in some of those areas, some of those same areas, and over there by the zoo, which was right, not, you know, over in that Trout River area, bottom was covered with grass, but not anymore.
No.
And it's I think it's all related to the salinity.
And I'm wondering, you know, we did get a lot of rain, of course, from the Hurricane Irma. Excuse me. But, I mean, we're looking at how many months now? Let's say it's September.
Yeah.
October, November, December, January, February. 5 months. I mean, you're looking at 5 months. Now, we did have a lot of nor'easters, which kept the water backed up. But you're looking at 5 months, and we still got a lot of fresh water.
Yeah. I'm wondering why.
So I wonder why, too, that that's not, you know, coming out. And I'm wondering if maybe they've kind of opened the gates more at Rodman or something like that, maybe, and letting more fresh water come through there. Or, I mean, there seems to be something that's changed. And,
yeah. And when I was saying about the seagrass, yeah. I'm thinking that it was, and when I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I'll probably ask Eric about this, but it's just my theory that the grass has something to do with the salinity. But remember, we went through that really saline time period.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that was about the time the grass started disappearing.
And I'm wondering, you know, do we have salt sediment? You're talking about salinity from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, that creates your...
Yeah. So I'm wondering, being that the water's boiling like it does, you know, you got the uplifts and all that stuff in the river on ledges and, you know, big holes and stuff like that where the water, you know, churns. Looking at that, I'm wondering if there's any salt that is actually, you know, collects on the bottom, or do we have so much current that it never does that? mm-hmm. or does it get mixed in with the mud? You know what I mean? So that could, I guess, change your salinity down there a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But the temperature, I don't see any temperature change, you know, to speak of.
Well, we're going into our last segment already.
Yep, we'll be right back.
Wow. You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning in the last segment. I want to tell everybody, too, you're thinking about freshwater fishing. When we were talking about freshwater, saltwater, salinity lines, and all that stuff, I understand the crappie is off the chain right now.
Yeah.
I even saw on Facebook one day there was a 7-pound crappie caught, maybe the state record. I saw it somewhere, and I meant to save it so I could look it up and talk about where it was caught and all that. It was caught here in North Florida somewhere, but
that's the rumor.
Yeah. So, but it may be the next state record. And
wow,
boy, it was a nice one. It was a big one.
Wow. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Holy and, moly.
Out of Crescent Lake, I hear they're moving up near the lily pads. They've kind of mm-hmm. gotten out of the deep water now, and they moved mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
And Gail caught one at Lake Lockloosa that was 14 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Year. Yeah. But when we had this drought last year, mm-hmm. we went, I thought, well, I'm going to try to catch some, you know, shell cracker or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was dead speckled perch everywhere just floating around.
Oh, man.
Because the water was so hot and nasty, it was muddy looking.
Mm-hmm. And they actually were dead, not just...
Yeah, no, they were dead.
They were dead.
It was floating around everywhere in there.
Then there's no hydrilla in there anymore?
I didn't see
because I know they treated it years ago because it got so bad, but I was going to say that will burn up once, you know, once that vegetation dies when that water gets hot. The vegetation dies, the decaying of the vegetation burns oxygen up quicker than anything. And that's where you usually get your fish kills.
Yeah, because they said during the winter, when this water's cold, the oxygen level's actually higher.
Yeah, colder water. Matter of fact, if you have live shrimp that you want to keep alive in your live well, you get your frozen, you know, get you some water bottles and just freeze them.
Right.
And drop the water bottles in there and keep that water cooler. It holds oxygen better for you.
That's why I got that styrofoam bait bait tank.
All right, let's get Trina on this morning. Morning, Trina.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Got Captain Chris Nichols in here, which I know you know him.
Hey, President. Hey, President.
Good morning.
President,
how you doing?
Captain Trina.
And we got Ted Hartman in here too.
Doing good, thank you. And Ted Hartman, you said?
Yes.
Morning,
yes. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We've been talking about the El Cheapo and, you know, and about the seminar and stuff, so I didn't know if you got a chance to hear that or not. But.
No, I didn't, actually. I was lost track of time this morning.
Yeah. I know I told you to call earlier, so. Yes, I know I told you to call earlier. You barely got it in there.
I know.
But anyway. Chris had also talked about how the Navy is graciously going to let people only during the tournament hours fish along that snag alley and places like that, and also the south jetty's a little closer in from what's a normal closed area. So that's great that the Navy's working with y'all on that.
As long as they have to wait until fishing hours. They can't stake out their spot.
What he was talking about, and got to be out of there before, you know, you can't just say, well, I'm not going to weigh in today. I'm going to sit here and keep catching fish.
Right. Yeah, they're being generous about that.
Yeah, very generous to open that area for y'all. So that's great for the club and for the club's tournament. So that's really great. I don't know how y'all got that worked out with them, but that was wonderful that they were able to, or y'all were able to get it worked out with them.
Yeah. Yep.
Trina, since we're past February 17th, is the entry fee changed now?
Today is the 17th, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, today
is the 17th. But oh, good.
They can still register today. Today is the last day for the early entry.
Okay, all right. Thanks for clarifying that. Appreciate that.
Yep, they sure can.
Good deal, yeah. I was just going to ask about that because I was just looking at the flyer. When I got to ABT yesterday, to Arlington Bait and Tackle, they said somebody had already stopped by, so I never got to drop off their flyer for the tournament. But I'll find another, I'll find another local business here that I do a lot of business at the auto parts place. And they got a lot of fishermen coming in and out of there. I'm hoping they'll let me put it up there on their door.
Oh, sure. I bet they would. Yeah.
That gets
pretty
a lot of
anywhere
foot traffic.
Anywhere you shop, other fishermen probably do too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that West Marine out there at Town Center, that's a good place too. Because I know I see a lot of people in there.
Derek's already been there, I think.
Oh, good. Because I see a lot of people in there that I know fish, you know, in our areas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you. Is the online registration still open too as well?
Online is open until February 28th.
Oh, good deal.
Okay. So you can register online until 28th. We'll have registration available at the seminar at Marine Max.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that where? Okay, can I sign up there? Can I just when you were talking about that that entry?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take care of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or that is at www.elcheapojacks.com.
Mm-hmm.
One word: elcheapojacks.com.
Elcheapojacks. Yep.
Yeah. Kind of describe the winning, the first, second, third place winners, if you, you know, the prizes, if you would.
Okay. Stand by 1 second.
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Yeah, I was digging around on the, I was digging around on the website too, Trina.
It's like trivia. Okay, first place is a Carolina's Gift 18, a JVX 18 center console with a, I believe it's going to be a 60 horsepower Suzuki on it, and it'll be sitting on a Magic Tilt trailer.
And that's valued at over, probably over what, 20,000?
Over 20, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Carolina Skiff, I think if you could only have one boat for this area, a Carolina Skiff is a good choice.
Good boat.
Yeah, definitely. I tell you, I loved mine.
Yeah.
Still miss it.
You had a Carolina Skiff for years.
Yeah, about 16 and a half years. I still miss it, even though this boat rides smoother. I still miss it.
I bet you do. There was a lot of room on that boat.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy sold it to, still using it. So that Honda's still going for him.
Well, it's bulletproof. It's absolutely bulletproof. Second place is a 15-foot JV with a Suzuki on it and sitting on a Magic Tilt trailer. And then third place will be a 9.9 horsepower Suzuki.
Good deal.
Even that second place, 15 JV, you can fish the heck out of that thing. Oh, yeah.
That's what Taylor needs right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. These waters, like I said, these waters are made for Carolina Skiff. Or Carolina Skiff's made for these waters.
Yeah.
It's a good all-around, river, backcountry boat. And you fished offshore a little bit in yours, didn't you? Vic,
yes.
Right at the jetties and
mm-hmm. I fished up and down the beach. I'd go probably I've been as far as like 10-12 miles offshore in it,
Hey Trina, have you ever done a walk through their plant down there where they make the boats?
I sure have.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fourth was Lady Anglers. We added a fourth place this year.
Oh, what is that?
Huh?
What you said? You've added a fourth place for the Lady Anglers, so you got
the Lady Anglers division has four places. Yeah,
good.
And that's through the generosity of Moose's Auto and Marine Interiors, and he also upped the prize structure. So first place is going to get $500 this year in Lady Anglers.
Oh wow! I think it was $300 last year, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. He really wanted to. The response. It's our biggest growing division.
And that's still $10 for the Lady Angler.
It is.
Okay, and $10 for the junior, correct?
$10 for junior and $10 for kayaks, and that's in addition to the general entry fee.
Wow. Yeah, I see on this flyer, it says over $100,000 in cash and prizes. That's just amazing. And, of course, y'all are going to have, we were talking about this earlier, too, one of the best raffles we've ever seen at a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the fourth place prize, Trina, I'm seeing, is a trip to Nassara?
Yes.
Wow.
Plus $1,000 cash.
Yeah, my bucket list is to put a big Kubera snapper on the wall. I'm thinking I'm probably going to have to go to Nassara to do that.
The rooster fish.
You'll have to sacrifice first, second, and third. You'll just have to settle for fourth.
There you go. Oh, I'd be crying so bad.
Yeah, see, the fourth place prize whenever we won it was, I think, $600 back then.
It's changed a lot.
It sure has.
All right, well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yes, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Trina.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And, Billy, I'm sorry we didn't get you on here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get you on here. Was there something you were going to talk about? We can get you the call next week.
I was just wondering how the Clatmore Creek area is doing. I know the salinity was kind of high with so much fresh up there behind the ground.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You got my phone number?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Give me about 45 minutes to an hour and give me a call.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. Sorry we didn't get you on the air, but I'll talk to you then.
Thanks for calling, Billy.
Have a good day, Billy.
Y'all have a good day.
We'll see you next week.